Chelsea captain Reece James admits that he needed time to grow into the role after being appointed when he was only 23. The defender will lead out the club in a final for the first time when they face Real Betis in the Conference League trophy match tonight. James says being injury-free since January has helped him rediscover his best form.
One thing to remember is, you know, leaders are made, they're not born. You know, I got given the role at such a young age. You know, when I was going through a difficult period, you know, I had a lot of injuries. I wasn't on the pitch so much. But I think, you know, I've grown so much, you know, helping the team, the more I've played.
Well, that one kicks off at 9 p.m. this evening. Moving to surfing news, in case you missed it. Jordy Smith has clinched his second win of the season at the Margaret River Pro in Australia. That means that he claims a top spot on the World Surf League leaderboard now. Smith delivered a dominant performance, impressing judges with powerful maneuvers and wave control. He outscored US rival Griffin Colapinto. He said that he was excited for the upcoming California round with the championship hopes high.
Oh, I'm so stoked, bro. To the people I want to dedicate it to, family first and foremost, and then this is for Jack McCoy. He passed away just recently. It's someone that's inspired me throughout my whole life. His family, this is for you guys. Sending all my love and prayers over to you guys.
And we're going to finish with tennis news. In the big upset from day four at the French Open, two-time finalist Casper Ruud has been knocked out of the tournament in the second round. He fell to Nuno Borges in four sets, 2-6, 6-4, 6-1, 6-love. Men's second seed, Carlos Alcaraz, he is through to round three with a 6-1, 4-6, 6-1, 6-2 win over Fabian Marozan. He did drop a set, but it looks like Alcaraz is starting to hit his straps. Wins earlier for 8th seed in the men's draw, Lorenzo Musetti, as well as in the ladies' draw, 8th seed Xinwen Zheng and 4th seed Jasmine Paolini are also into the third round. Later, women's first seed Aryna Sabalenka is in action against Jill Teichman, while 5th seed Iga Świątek takes on Emma Raducanu. That's all for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.